en présence de symptômes de la COVID-19, comme la toux, la fièvre, le mal de gorge, la perte du goût ou de l'odorat, isolez-vous et faites un test rapide à la maison. Pour en savoir plus et connaître les consignes d'isolement à respecter pour vous et ceux qui vivent avec vous selon votre résultat de test rapide, consultez québec.ca/isolement. On continue de se protéger. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Trouble, sing the old song.
Something Tom is coming to. It's country music. This ain't nothing new.
Turn on your radio at 8 on Sunday night. We'll listen to Hank Williams sing I Saw the Light. Turn your lights down low. Tune into the mighty power of the Country Classics Hour.
But there's one thing sure as shooting. I hate those folks who think that they're so dead burned highfalutin. I'd be the same in Hollywood or right in my own kitchen. I believe in fussing when you're mad and scratching when you're itching. I'm a plain old country boy, a cornbread loving country boy. I raise cane on Saturday, but I go to church on Sunday. I'm a plain old country boy, a cornbread loving country boy. I'll be looking over that old gray mule when the sun comes up on Monday. Where I come from, opportunities, they never were too good. We never had much money, but we'd done the best we could. Ma doctored me from youngin'hood with Epsom salts and iodine. Made my diapers out of old feed sacks, my spenders out of plow lines. I'm a plain old country boy, a cornbread-loving country boy. I raise cane on Saturday and I go to church on Sunday. I'm a plain old country boy, a tater-eating country boy. I'll be looking over that old gray mule when the sun comes up on Monday. Every time the preacher called, Ma always fixed a chicken. If I'd reach for a drumstick, I was sure to get a licking. She always saved two parts for me, but I had to shut my mouth. 'Twas a gizzard and the north end of a chicken flying south. I'm a plain old country boy, a cornbread-loving country boy. I raise cane on Saturday, but I go to church on Sunday. I'm a plain old country boy, a tater-eating country boy. I'll be looking over that old gray mule when the sun comes up on Monday.
Oh, it's Saturday. Yeah. guess it's Saturday. Gonna shine, shave, shower, and brush my teeth. Go out to dance and forget my grief. Make all the nightclubs in this town, 'cause my sweet baby's gonna show me around. Well, we go here, there, and everywhere. Where we go, I just don't care. We'll do the town up and we'll do it right, because tonight is Saturday night. Who cares if talk gets around? Just 'cause I'm sly and not so meek, Saturday don't come but once a week. Gonna shine, shave, shower, and brush my teeth. Go out and dance and forget my grief. Make all the nightclubs in this town, 'cause my sweet baby's gonna show me around. Shower and brush my teeth. Go out and dance and forget my grief. Make all the nightclubs in this town, 'cause my sweet baby's gonna show me around. Well, we go here, there, and everywhere. Where we go, I just don't care. We'll do the town up and we'll do it right, because tonight is Saturday night. Daylight will catch me going strong. One only lives once in a life, and I don't have a nagging wife. Gonna shine, shave, shower, and brush my teeth. Go out to dance and forget my grief. Make all the nightclubs in this town, 'cause my sweet baby's gonna show me around. Gonna shine, shave, shower, and shampoo. Go out and dance a whole night through. I'll swing it left and I'll swing it right, because tonight is Saturday night.
Waltzing to the Alberta Waltz when the stars seem to fall from the sky, with my darling dancing, I'll always remember her smile till the day that I die. How she held me so close in the moonlight that night, yet I knew her love wasn't false. 'Cause she told me the truth, she'd forever be mine while dancing the Alberta Wall.
That was Earl Haywood singing the song The Alberta Waltz, which was recorded in Toronto, Ontario in 1950. Earl Haywood came to be known as Canada's number one singing cowboy. He was born in a little place called Exeter, Ontario, just north of London, Ontario, and became a popular radio personality in the 1940s before RCA Victor gave him a recording contract in 1950. Alberta Waltz was one of the first tunes that he recorded, and he went on to have a long, illustrious, and local singing career around Ontario and in Canada, often doing a lot of songs that mention places in Canadian geography. Before that, we were listening to Lefty Frizzell with the tune Shine, Shave, and Shower, and at the beginning of the show, Little Jimmy Dickens with the tune Country Boy. This is the Country Classics Hour, and you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, broadcasting out of beautiful Montreal. Every Sunday night, the Country Classics Hour is here for you between 8 and 9 p.m., playing the kind of honest-to-God country music that you just don't get on the airwaves anymore. My name is Little Andy, and on tonight's show, we're going to hear from Hank Williams, we're going to hear from Ray Price, we're going to hear from Dave Dudley, do a little piece on just how good George Jones and Johnny Paycheck sound when they sing together, and a bunch of other great country hits. Coming up in the next set, we are going to hear Ray Price's mega hit Crazy Arms, which was recorded on March 1st of 1956. The song is credited to pedal steel player Ralph Mooney, who wrote it and plays a fantastic steel guitar on it. And amongst other things, the song is famous for having the great style of two-part harmony that came to really define a lot of the honky-tonk sound in the 1950s and 1960s. You have to do a lot of digging to figure out who sang the harmony vocal on Crazy Arms, which really makes the song fantastic. And as the harmony vocals are recorded by Ray's rhythm guitarist and often road guitarist, Van Howard, and he had a fantastic soaring voice that went nicely over Ray's own soaring voice. Here's a tune that was released in May of 1956, Ray Price's iconic Crazy Arms.
This ain't no crazy you love that's above and beyond the call of love, and I'll never ever make you cry. Yes, I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love, and love's something that money can't buy. Well, a poor boy's chances for a pretty girl's glances are sometimes very few. Though I've got no money, if you'll be my honey, here's what I'll offer you. Well, I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love, and I'll never ever make you cry. Yes, I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love, and love's something that money can't buy. By chance, and I knew at a glance that I'd found my destiny. Now I want to carry you off and marry you if you will agree. And I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love, and I'll never ever make you cry. Yes, I'll give you love that's above and beyond the call of love, and love's something that money can't buy.
Country Classics, CKUT, 90.3.
Many songs written of warriors here and there, of plain-eyed Jeff, Hitler, Saps, who rave and pull their hair. But action camp the morning, cause they lost their favorite clown, when Mussolini laid his pistol down. Well, he laid his pistol down, laid his pistol down. He bellered here and he bellered there. He swung his arms in the old town square. Then one day he found out for a fair and laid his pistol down, down, laid his pistol down. Now what he looks so mighty as he made his speeches bold. From the safety of that balcony, great stories he has told. But he strutted once too often, and we hit his jutting chin. And Mussolini laid that pistol down. He laid his pistol down, laid his pistol down. When things got tough, he quit the fight. Then run so fast that he's out of sight of Uncle Sam and all his might. He laid his pistol down, down. Laid his pistol down. Now I could sing forever all the funny things he's done, but history will tell the tale of the windbag, how he runs. When soldiers of our Uncle Sam headed for old Rome, Mussolini laid his pistol down. He laid his pistol down, laid his pistol down. His empire fell into a fall. His friends deserted to croaking song, and he
ran just like an old scared dog and laid his pistol down, down. He laid his pistol down. Well, he laid his pistol down. Laid his pistol down. His empire fell into a fall. His friends deserted the croaking frog and he run just like an old scared dog and laid his pistol down, down. Laid his pistol down.
There is the one and only Merle Travis playing a little tune released in October of 1943 called When Mussolini Lay His Pistol Down. In Merle's pronunciation, Mussolini becomes Mussolini. That song was written by a singer at the WLW radio station in Cincinnati where young Merle Travis was recording at the beginning of his career. And he decided that he would release that song, but under the name of Bob McCarthy. At the time, it was 1943, and Mussolini hadn't actually been defeated yet, but the Americans were pleased that the King of Italy had recently removed some honors from the Italian commander for military setbacks during World War II. And so Merle Travis decided to celebrate that with his classic wordplay and great finger-picking guitar style. Before that, we were listening to Buck Owens with the tune Above and Beyond, and at the start of that set, Ray Price with the tune Crazy Arms, written by pedal steel player, who's featured on the track, Ralph Mooney. This is the Country Classics Hour, and you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, and also on the internet, of course. You can always go back and listen to around 12 weeks of previous shows for any show here on CKUT by going to www.ckut.ca, click on the Programming and Archives link, and it'll take you to a grid, and you can listen to Country Classics Hour, you can listen to Bluegrass Ramblings, really anything you like for up to 12 weeks back. We're going to listen to some Hank Williams now, but not Hank Williams studio recordings. These are radio transcriptions that Hank Williams made in the year of 1951, when Hank Williams' star was very much in the ascendant. What country and western performers used to do when they got really famous was they would often have to give up their early morning radio spots. A lot of country music entertainers would play very early in the morning, from around 5 till 6, when radio stations believed that farmers and other rural people were listening to the radio, and that was the time when they should play country music. But when performers like Hank Williams got too famous and too busy on the road for that, they would record pre-recorded shows and then send them out to local radio stations for them to play early in the morning. The rural audiences really didn't know the difference, and it seemed like Hank Williams and the Drifting Cowboys or Roy Acuff and his Crazy Tennesseans were there at their local radio station, when in fact the radio station was just playing a record. A few years ago, the Time Life label got its hands on around 70 shows that Hank Williams and the Drifting Cowboys did in 1951 and 1952, and it is a treasure trove of new Hank Williams recordings where he does gospel standards, he does his hits and his singles, of course, but it really lets you have a window into what country music radio was like in the mid-1950s. The tune I'm going to play for you now is a song that Hank Williams recorded, a gospel number that is called At the Cross, and at the beginning of the track, you will hear Hank introduce the song and then totally play a wrong chord where his steel player is in a different key. And then Hank will say, "What key are we in?" And the band will inform him that they are in the key of E. At which time, Hank switches and strums a powerful E chord. Here's Hank Williams and his Drifting Cowboys from 1951 from the Mother's Best Flower Radio Hour. Here's At the Cross.
At the Cross. You ready, boy? Start it over. I'm sharp this morning.
At last ended my Savior bleed, and did my Savior die? Would he devote that sacred head for for such a thing as I. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Was it for crimes that I have done, he groaned upon the tree? Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. And now I am happy all the day. Will might the sun in darkness hide, and shut his glories in, when Christ the mighty maker died for man, the creature of sin? At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away,
rolled away.
It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
The drops of grief can ne'er repay the depth of love I owe. Here, Lord, I give myself to you, that's all that I can do.
At the cross where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away.
Thank you, boys. That song got better as you went along. Yes, sir. It really got better as you went along.
Turn on your radio at 8 on Sunday night. We'll listen to Hank Williams sing I Saw the Light. Turn your lights down low. Tune into the mighty power of the Country Classics Hour.
Had our number changed today, although I hated to. But each time the phone would ring, they'd want to speak to you. And it hurts to tell them you're not here with me. Maybe now, oh, telephone. It's not in the book now, so you'd better write it down, just in case your love for me should ever come around. You might want to call and break the news to me. Just call Lonesome 77203. I keep the telephone beside me all the time, hoping you might want to call and say you've changed your mind. If you do, then darling, you know where I'll be. I'm at Lonesome 77203. the only one I'm given, our new number two. So now if the telephone should ring, I'll know it's you. If you ever long for love that used to be, just call lonesome 77203. Just call lonesome 77203.
Doggie's lavender. Huh? Hand me the screwdriver. What you want it for, Rum? I'm trying to fix it, that blame radio. Well, if you get it fixed, you probably can't get any country music. I don't know so much about that lavender. There's still a few of us left. Yeah, I know. There's very few at that. Right, hush, Abner. Doggies, I think it's working. Yeah, dang it. It's country music, too.
There is Skeeter Davis with the tune The End of the World, which, in my ranking, goes as being a nearly perfect song. That modulation that happens in the middle, classic. Before that, we were listening to Patsy Cline with the tune Imagine That. And before that, we were listening to Hawkshaw Hawkins with the mega hit Lonesome 77203. Both the Lonesome 77203 and Imagine That were written by Justin Tubb. The lesser famous Tubb, he was Ernest Tubb's son, who was perhaps an even better songwriter than old E.T. himself, but never got the fame that Ernest Tubb did, of course, but wrote plenty of hits for Roy Orbison, for the Wilburn Brothers, for Hawkshaw Hawkins, and for his dad. You have reached the Country Classics Hour at CKUT. We're not here to take your call right now because all of these shows are pre-recorded, as our volunteers and programmers and hosts like myself and my colleagues here at Country Classics and Bluegrass Ramblings continue to do our show remotely, recording our shows on laptop. This means that we can't receive your phone calls, and we do miss them. Even people who inexplicably call and request songs like Stairway to Heaven in the middle of a country radio show. But we hope to be back whenever we can, when the end is in sight. In the next set, we're going to focus on the duet partnerships of George Jones and Johnny Paycheck. Now, Johnny Paycheck, who is famous for doing the song Take This Job and Shove It, was originally named Donnie Young. And Donnie Young became the harmony singer and electric bass player for George Jones on the road and sometimes in TV appearances and in the studio in around 1959. He would sing the high harmony above George, and their vocal mannerisms really match one another. You could even make the case that George Jones's singing changes quite a bit after Donnie Young, a.k.a. Johnny Paycheck, starts singing with him. Johnny Paycheck started singing harmonies with George Jones on songs like Who Shot Sam, Big Harlan Taylor, and then later had a turbulent but hit-laden career of his own. And on occasions when Johnny Paycheck would get out of rehab in the 70s and 80s, he would go and live with George Jones and Tammy Wynette. I can only feel what it must have been like for Tammy Wynette on those occasions to have George Jones and Johnny Paycheck in her home. We're going to listen to a few songs where Johnny Paycheck sings with George Jones. First, we're going to listen to the song What You Gonna Do, which is classic George. And then we're going to listen to a song called Even a Loser from a little bit later in George's career. And then a tune from their otherwise really awful album, Double Trouble, from 1980, where they do a pretty bad version of Maybelline, but you really have to listen to the way that their voices blend. When they sing together on the chorus of Maybelline, you kind of can't tell who's who, and they sound more like one another than the Louvin brothers sound like one another. But to start off our three-song set of George Jones and Johnny Paycheck's collaborations, here's the tune, What You Gonna Do?
What you gonna do when I say bye-bye? What you gonna do when you start to cry? What you gonna do? What you gonna do? Boo-hoo. Bet you never thought I'd walk away. Bet you never thought you would hear me say, what you gonna do, what you gonna do, boo-hoo. What you gonna do, what you gonna do? Everybody else in this doggone town knows you've been a-cheating and a-running around. What you gonna do, what you gonna do? Gonna miss me, baby, and I don't mean maybe, baby, what you gonna do? What you gonna do, what you gonna do, boo-hoo. I bet you never thought that your little old scheme would turn out to be just a bad, bad dream. What you gonna do, what you gonna do, boo-hoo. What you gonna do, what you gonna do? Everybody else in this doggone town knows you've been a-cheating and a-running around. What you gonna do, what you gonna do? Gonna miss me, baby, and I don't mean maybe, baby, what you gonna do? Gonna miss me, baby, and I don't mean maybe, baby, what you gonna do?
Sometimes my lips pretend that they're touching yours again. Then with open arms I whisper your name. Then my misty eyes grow dim, for I know that you're with him. But likes to dream. Even the loser still dreams of his old sunshine. I close the curtains every time it rains. I know that it's no use. I should turn your memory loose. But even the loser likes to dream. Even the loser still dreams of his old sunshine. I close. Turn your memory loose. But even the loser likes to dream. Even the loser likes to dream.
Thank you.
you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back at doing the things you used to do.
Cause I was motivating over the hill. I saw you and Maybelline in the Coupe de Ville. Your Cadillac a rolling on the open road. Nothing outrun my V8-4. Your Cadillac a doing about 95. We were bumping a bumper rolling side to side.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do. Well, my Cadillac pulled up ahead of your Ford. Your Ford got hot, wouldn't do no more. Then got cloudy and it started to rain. You tooted your horn, go past the lane. Rainwater blowing all under your hood. I was afraid it's doing your motor some good.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the things you used to do.
Let up a big one.
Yeah.
When I heard the highway sound,
my Cadillac was sitting like a ton of lead, 110.5 miles ahead.
Well, your Cadillac was looking like it's sitting still. I caught you and Maybelline at the top of the hill.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, yeah, Maybelline, why can't you be true?
Yeah,
you just got back to doing the things you used to do. They gonna pick again, huh?
Wow, I'm sorry about that. From their 1980 duet album, Double Trouble. That is George Jones and Johnny Paycheck doing a spirited rendition of Chuck Berry's Maybelline. Johnny Paycheck and George Jones, neither of them at the top of their game on that track, but they did a lot of great duets together when Johnny was George Jones's harmony vocalist and backup singer. And hopefully you enjoyed the tracks before 1963's Even a Loser Likes to Dream, which features Johnny doing harmony vocals. It's not George just doubling himself up. That's Johnny. And before that, from 1959, the tune What You Gonna Do. You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM, and my name is Little Andy. This is the Country Classics Hour. There's a new local release that you should all be excited about, in that the band The Slow Inks has a new album that they just released on Friday, April 2nd, and they've got a new single out from it, an entire new album. The album's called Stay With Me A While, and The Slow Inks, if you don't know them, are feature lead vocalist Felicity Hamer, who most people will likely remember as the fantastic female vocalist from the United Steelworkers of Montreal. The Slow Inks themselves are Martin Tremblay, Olivier Pépin, and Mathieu Deschenaux with Felicity on lead vocals. And I'm going to play you a tune from their album. You can find it at their Bandcamp, The Slow Inks. Here's a tune of theirs from that album called One Shoe.
You were fighting a bottle of whiskey, and I was fighting with you. The cab driver nearly lost it, said get out and take that drug too. So I paid him his fee and hopped out to sea and sped off as you always do. As the cab turned the corner, I grew forlorn. I realized that only one shoe. Yeah, I had one of those crazy nights all of us sometimes do. But you ever woke up down on your luck, cause you come home wearing one shoe, and you only had one shoe.
chance when she asked you to dance. She was keen, I should have just let her. But some lessons are learned slow. Now wear boots, you know, they stay on my feet much better. Ever had one of those crazy nights? All of us sometimes do. But you ever woke up down on your luck, cause you come home wearing one shoe. And you only had one shoe.
Diesel wound up and she's a running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, but all right, I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears and a George overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes open wide. I just passed a Jimmy in a white. I've been a-passing everything in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. But it seems like a month since I kissed my baby goodbye. I could have a lot of women, but I'm not like a some other guy. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm a-gonna make it home tonight. ICC is a ticking on down the line. Well, I'm a little overweight and my logbook's way behind. But nothing bothers me tonight. I can dodge all the scales all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. Well, my rig's a little old, but that don't mean she's slow. There's a flame from a stack and that smoke's blowing black as coal. My hometowns are coming in sight. If you think I'm happy, you're right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
There is Dave Dudley from 1963, his hit song 6 Days on the Road, a tune written by Shelby Singleton, which made Dave a pretty big star for a little while, perhaps the classic country truck driving song that would issue in the truck driving song mania of the later 60s and early 70s. Before that, we were listening to The Slow Inks featuring Felicity Hamer on lead vocals. They have a new album out that came out just on Friday, and the tune you heard from that, the tune that you heard from that was called One Shoe. And you can find that album on there on the Slow Inks Bandcamp page. We are around out of time. Thank you for listening to the Country Classics Hour. I'm going to leave you with a rare little Gillian Welch bootleg. Here's Gillian Welch and David Rawlings performing the classic Neil Young song, Albuquerque.
There's another tune we don't usually play.
Well, we did it. Well.
This is a Neil Young song.
Hi, this is Harry Manx. You're listening to CKUT at 90.3.
Sunday night of Cha-Cha-Cha in Blue for this Sunday, the 27th of February of 2022. Yeah, we're getting to the end of February. That's nice. You know, it's going to start getting better again soon. It's going to be springtime in just a couple of weeks. That doesn't mean there's not going to be any more snow or cold weather. But hey, you know, it's a good sign. Let's see. Tonight on the show, in the history part of the show, we'll hear from Jeff Healy Band, from King Ernest, from Tiny Grimes, Jesse Fortune, J.B. Lenore, B.B. King, Albert King, Bo Diddley, and Ike Turner. We will close the night out with a tune from Jim Zellery. He's going to be playing live out in Repontee along with Carl Tremblay as well.